익숙하지가 않아 좀 힘들어 나를 부르던 목소리
Quality sounds, tune into CKUT 90.3 on the frequency modulation band radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
This is Lucky D.
Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food.
Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Hey, this is Roxanne Shante, and of course you know I am listening to CKUT 90.3.
The rhymes you're about to hear me recite are dedicated to all of those that bite.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Ben, and you're tuned in to Heal, Black Girl, Heal. Today's episode is partially dedicated to my landlords, also known as Jack and Ass. You see, I'm standing in my no. I'm being forced to use my inner power. My rights are being violated, and Miss Ben ain't having it. So keep it locked. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Word, I'll introduce her.
I don't need no introduction. I just bust in, grab a microphone, and then start dusting. So-called lyricists can never deal with this. Swiftly vocalist, either and also if I was a mute, I'll still not boost. Put up your deuce, true, and I'ma play you like a flute. To show you all on me, you can't sleep on. Spinderella, please drop some beats on this crowd. Pump it up loud. Give me a scratch. Okay, now, it's time for hell to be raised as I kick some lyrics on a beat her made. Salt at my side with a shotgun. A little action, I just had some. Wicked, I say, the girls don't play. Going
the strength I'll be. Deaf, dumb, dope, completely phenomenal. You didn't know, yeah, right. Come on now, oh, I'm supposed to believe E-M-C-E-E. A glass all is making G's. Save that crap, I got my public to rap to. Tried to play me out, I oughta slap you, punk, for being disrespectful. I grip the microphone like a pit bull terrier. Yes, but I'm scarier. Under a ton of rhymes, I'll bury ya. Hype like a poet on a mic, I'll show it. Do re mi fa sol la ti do it. Jazz, rhythm, blues, soul, pop, rock and roll, even hip hop. Lovers are my brothers and sisters. All in all, over 10 billion listeners. Lend me your ear when you want to hear the hypest and ripest sound of the year.
All right, y'all. I'll do my best to be brief as I explain what is going on in my apartment. As my case is still ongoing, I have to be mindful about the information that I am sharing with you. But let us start at the beginning. So it's been a while that there are things in my home that are out of place, that need to be repaired. And, you know, here and there, I will let my landlords know, you know, I need you to do this. Like, you know, things need to be done. In 2016, my landlord was like, well, we have to do all these repairs and stuff, so we're going to have to up your rent $50 because they needed to get a loan from the bank. Right there, I was like, that's steep, and I don't even know if I could afford that. Mind you, this is the same time that I'm healing from my eye surgeries. I don't know what's going on. What am I going to do with work? And the only stability I had in my life was where I live, where I reside. So after some pressure, it was just like a month or two, I was like, I had to sign. Like, I had no choice. I had nowhere else to go. I didn't look for anywhere to go. So I signed my lease. But I was looking into it, and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Like, why would he just say he's going to raise the rent to get a loan? I called the régie. The régie was like, I should have never signed that lease. So, as mentioned, your lease automatically renews unless I, the tenant, writes a letter in advance saying, I'm not coming back, I'm not renewing, or if there's something, an agreement between the landlord and I. So the landlord is supposed to write a letter in advance, you know, explaining that he's going to put the rent up, and then understand that you can even go right now on Régie de Logement website, and there's like this calculating thing, calculatrice, that explains how much they can actually adjust the rent. It always depends on the renovations that have been done, not repairs, but renovations that have been done in the apartment, as well as the taxes, whether they've raised the taxes within your borrow. So what they explained to me was, because I signed it, it's too late. I'm indebted in this lease. I had to deal with it. I was like, that's messed up. But now I'm applying pressure. You want to raise my rent? Get things done in my apartment. Going down the line now, December 2019, I get a letter in the mail saying, we choose not to, what did they write exactly? I don't remember word for word what they had said, but it was along the lines like, we have family members that are going to be moving in, so you got to go. So I called the régie immediately, and I'm like, what do I do? She was like, don't respond. Don't even entertain the letter. Because it's not even a legal official letter. In that letter, they should have stated that it was an in-law, a cousin, a sister, a brother, even if it was them themselves that were moving in. Then they had to prove that there is a lease that will expire and that they will be moving on this date or that date. None of that was done. So she's like, don't even bother. And on top of it, I had 30 days to respond. If I do not respond, then that means it is a refusal. And then they have a certain amount of time to open a file against me, which they didn't do. So March comes now,
And I'm like, no, these things really need to get done. I'm starting to get stressed. I'm starting to get fed up of it. Regie says you have to write a letter, a formal letter, stating that they have a certain amount of days to do it. I write the letter, give them a certain amount of days, the days are up. I call Regie. Regie says, write another formal letter, final notice, letting them know that they have to get these things done. I get it done. Mind you, I didn't do it by myself. I actually went to Logement La Chine d'Orval, I believe, or La Salle La Chine. They helped me. Listen, every borough in Montreal, Montérégie, sorry, the South Shore, Richelieu, like everybody has an organization that helps tenants. So just call 311 or call the Régie de Logement and find out the numbers of who can help you. Even if it's not even in your borough, there are great organizations and there are some that are just not so great. So these people helped me write this legal letter. I had to do a registered mail. All of this is costly, eh? Sorry, the organizations, they do this work for free, but when you're doing a registered mail, it's like $12 a pop, like hello. But you are able to track when they receive the letter. And even if they refuse the letter. So I have that all on file. And so if we needed to go to court, I have proof that they did receive the letter. So something had happened in June, and I'm calling the landlord and I'm like, what's up? What's going on? They were like, well, when are you moving? We'll deal with it then. I was like, oh, you didn't know? I'm not going nowhere. Oh, he was so vexed. But hey, such is life. So I guess they called the Régie and realized how they were in the wrong. But let's back up. They were expecting me to move because they claimed that their family members needed to live in my apartment. I'm on the second floor, right? The neighbors under me had left in July. The neighbors on top of me were leaving in October, and the ones beside them had already left since May. So why specifically me do I have to move? So moving forward, the repairs are still not done. Window is broken. The heater fell off the wall. I have a ceiling fan that has never been changed. It doesn't even work. So, and this summer was hot, right? Also, my shed. So when I moved in here, my shed was full and absolutely nothing in there was mine. And I had to call 1-800-JUNK to have everything removed. So you better believe I took them to court. I'm getting my money back. Whether repairs are going to be done or not, I'm not sure as yet. Now, what I'm realizing is that there is a process. And as shitty as it is, and as long as you have to wait, you have to abide by the rules. Another thing is that, you know, plenty of people that I was confining in, they're like, don't pay your rent. Don't pay your rent. They don't want to do this and you don't do that. Well, hear this. If I don't pay my rent, they could take me to court and have me evicted for unpaid rent. So by law, regardless of whether they are meeting their end of the lease or not, I am obliged to pay my rent. That's cool. So moving forward, I had to go and open a file against the Matarégie, and I'm waiting for my court date.
But 2 weeks later, I get a letter and the landlord opened a case against me, trying to cover his tail, right? And in that, he had said that my rent is deliberately late and so on and so forth. So I guess because of that, they felt that it was immediate, right? Now they have a reason that to just get me kicked out of the apartment and, you know, nothing will be regulated. When we go to court, the judge was like, well, we put both of the cases together. It was asked to be amended. However, the late fees and the repairs are two different cases. So they chose to give us a date for my late rent first. And then the repairs were still waiting. This is in September when I went. And to this day, I don't even have a date for when we're going to be going for the next time. But this is, he had made it very clear we're going to be going for 3 court cases. The first one was just to have the cases amended and to go through the points and to see, like, is this an actual case or not? The second date was for my late fees. We went through it. He was caught lying, dealt with that. So now I'm still here in my apartment waiting for certain repairs to be done. They did one, which is the heater that had come off the wall. And I like, it's winter time. At this point, I'm like, yo, it's freezing. The heater's not working. I had to call the régie. The régie's like, you know what? Call the city, call 911. They'll send the fire department. They'll help you with the window and with the heating and so on. I call the city. The city tells me that unless my building is falling apart, like the bricks are falling off, or I'm endangered and it's not in a living condition, then they will send somebody. Other than that, I'm just gonna have to wait. I've called and I have been waiting since April. I called again in July. I called again in December. So in December, they're like, you know what? Just call the fire department and they will help you for the time being. And they can probably get somebody to give me a write-up, you know, of what's going on in the home. Call the fire department and... before I call the fire department, I'm like, you know what? It's cold enough. Let me just put plastic on the windows. I'm putting the plastic on the windows and realize that my window is falling off of the hedges. I could put my hand... Sorry, I'm getting a little upset. I could put my hand through that space. So that's when I'm like, okay, call the fire department. They come... They're like, ma'am, there's nothing that we can do. It's not like I'm in danger or anybody else is in danger. Then they put the heater on and then they put the heater up. They put it like, so it's not laid on the ground so my son doesn't deal with it. They put it against the wall. They're like, well, at least this can heat up the room. And they taped up the plastic better than I did so that not as much brisk would come in. I was so vexed. They finally send somebody to come to just put a wooden, like, because it was falling from the top, right? So they put this stick to hold the window up. And then he was like, well, don't open the window because if you open it, it won't be able to close. He told me that it's dead winter. So, telling the landlords, this is what's going on, this is what's going on. The fire department didn't even realize that the heater up against the wall is a fire hazard. They didn't even acknowledge that. They also told me, oh, well, what we can do is we can have somebody come in and they can write a report so you could bring this to court. I'm still waiting. So, moving forward. After the whole window incident, I get another letter in the mail. Last year, we warned you. We said we didn't want you. We had advised that you needed to move because we're not renewing the rent. But because of technicalities, you were rewarded an extra year. Well, that's not going to happen this year. And you are expected to leave by July. So this was like December 23rd that I received that letter. By January 6th, I catched the landlord outside putting a for rent sign. And to this day, a file has not been opened against me at the Feiji for me to move. And to this day, the repairs that need to be done in my apartment have not been fixed. So again, call the régie. I'm like, what's there to do? Well, we're backed up because of COVID. We don't know when we can give you a case. But, you know, just hold on and be patient. My rights are being violated to the core. And I'm so highly disappointed. Again, I'm being very patient. I'm doing as I am told, and I'm actually waiting to hear back from a few lawyers. Oh my goodness. Let's just take a break and let me come back to you about the whole lawyer situation.
Silas bound in jail, had no money for to go to bail.
Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on, hold on.
Jail and violence too, but God's love will see us through.
Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on.
Stand is the chain from hand to hand.
Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on, hold on,
hold on,
hold on,
hold on,
hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on, hold on,
hold on.
So here now the situation with the lawyer. I went to legal aid in Verdun, had my appointment, came on time, and waited a whole 2 hours until I was seen. I was out of the office within 15 minutes. Number one, she could not take my case because the date was set on a Monday and she does not work on Mondays. Number two, as we were supposed to be there to talk about my case, she didn't have time to listen to everything, so she wanted me to send an email listing all of the points in fine detail. Number three, she also wanted me to make photocopies of all of the papers and all of the documentation that she had requested. Mind you, it was a Tuesday I went to go and see her. She wanted this Friday at noon. It's COVID. Everything is shut down. I can't use nobody's printer or photocopy machine. And I'm in a lawyer's office. How are you unable to photocopy everything? So I was just livid. Went home, done with that. Now there's organizations out there that help you build your case. And so amazing of them is that they have somebody who can also help you. What is it called? Like they... accompagnant, can't find my words in English. Yeah, like a support system. So they cannot represent you in court, but they can be there to support you and make sure that, you know, you're on top of your tasks and I guess finding your wording. However, again, it's COVID, so I don't even know if I can have somebody who's there with me. Now, I went to, I contacted some people, Clinique Juristique. I got a whole list. Shout outs to Logi Action in NDG. Within 2 days of contacting them, they gave me a whole list of legal clinics that I can go and check and see. So some of them can't even help me build my case, but they can tell me my rights. And they also cannot represent me in court. So that was the downfall. I was just scurrying around. I also got another list of 11 lawyers that I contacted, each of them. Most of them weren't taking new cases. And so one lady, though, she relieved me of all my stress because she asked me, are you even allowed to have a representative in court? And I was like, well, why wouldn't I? So here is what it says when it tells you how to prepare for a hearing. Power of attorney. A natural person may be represented by his or her spouse or by a lawyer. They may also be represented by a relative, ally, or friend under certain conditions. A corporation may be represented by a director, an executive, an employee solely employed by the corporation, or a lawyer. A party represented by a mandatory other than a spouse or a lawyer must provide the tribunal with a written mandate signed and indicating, in the case of a natural person, the reasons that prevent him or her from acting on his or her own. The mandate must be free of charge. At the hearing, your mandate acts on your behalf. He or she must have personal knowledge of the facts or be able to prove those facts through witnesses or otherwise, as you would have done. A lawyer cannot act on your behalf if the claim is $15,000 or less. So I was running around in circles for no reason.
Freedom.
Hey!
Give us freedom. Freedom's coming. Take me out my misery.
Freedom's coming, it won't be long.
Well, can't you see what segregation's doing to me?
Freedom's coming, it won't be long.
Everybody free.
Freedom.
there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just think along. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors of boredom. There's hope for all among those who love the most. Just to save his own, believe me now, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place, there's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready.
So here are some quick announcements. I actually went on the Régie de Logement website and checked out frequently asked questions. So here's one. These are things that cater to my case. And there's like one or two that I thought would be pretty important for people in these situations. So one. When it comes to repairs, can a tenant undertake himself a repair for which the cost can be deducted from the rent? He cannot do so without the authorization of the Régie de Logement, except in the case of a necessary and urgent repair, and also in that case, the tenant is not able to reach the landlord in order to inform him about the situation. What are the possible resources of the tenant if the landlord neglects to make the necessary repairs? There are many recourses available to the tenant. Rent deduction, rent deposit, authorization of the Régie to do himself the repairs, resiliation of the lease, damages, order to force the landlord to make the repairs. A decision must be rendered by the Régie de Logement allowing one of these recourses to be applied. And then for more information, let me go back. I found one. My tenant abandoned the premises 2 years ago. I just retracted him. Can I reclaim the unpaid rent? Hear this. The landlord has 3 years to file the application at the Régie de Logement. So y'all better run if you ain't pay your rent. Okay, increase. If a tenant refuses the rent increase asked by the landlord, can he force the tenant to move? No. If the tenant refuses the rent increase, the landlord will have to go to the Régie du Logement to file an application to modify the lease. It is a different case if the building was built or transformed 5 years ago or less. Next one. Again, with the increase, what is the rate increase determined by the Régie de Logement this year? This year, so 2021. there is no fixed rate increase applied by the Régie de Logement. Each case is treated specifically. The Régie takes into account in calculating the rent variation, the income of the building, and the municipal and school taxes, the insurance bills, the energy costs, maintenance, and service costs. Also, it sees to apply a return on capital expenditures. If there were such expenditures, and indexes the net income of the building. In order to calculate precisely the rent variation for the dwelling, there's a section on the site that you can check out. Here's another one. Do I have to move out at the end of my lease if I have not found a new place to live because I could not visit any apartments because of the pandemic? I know that this was a problem for a particular family. The answer is yes. If the lease is terminated by a notice of non-renewal sent to the leaser, the lessee must leave the premises. It is important to point out that the government did not formally prohibit visits to rental properties. It did, however, recommend limiting visits as much as possible. When circumstances allow photographs or virtual tours of the dwelling using technological means are recommended. If an in-person visit is necessary, the leaser and the potential lessee must follow the health guidelines set in place by the government. For example, they must stay at least 2 meters apart and wash their hands before entering the premises and after leaving it. Everyone must avoid touching the objects and furnishings in the dwelling. Only one potential lessee may be present at the visit. They must not have any symptoms related to COVID-19. The lessee must clean all doorknobs that may be touched during the visit. It's kind of messed up for people who really couldn't find a place because of COVID. Man, here is a question I'm super interested to know. When will the Tribunal Administratif de Logement start holding hearings again? On June 1st, 2020, the Tribunal Administratif de Logement started hearing all types of applications. All cases that require immediate attention are given priority for case scheduling. So there's a lot, there's a lot of information on the website that you can all inform yourselves of. Do not let your rights be violated. It's ridiculous. It's just, it's unnecessary. And in the times that we live in right now, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. Is that all that glitter is gold? After story had never been told, so now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up.
Sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for you.
sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand, Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you gonna
we gonna stand up for,
yeah, right? Yeah,
so you better get up.
Sit back and take a listen to this email that I got just the other day. A message from City Councilor Marvin Retran, tenant information. In the past weeks, many people have called me about what they consider unjustified rent increases or efforts to evict them in cases termed renovictions. I hope the information below will prove useful. No, your rights. Landlord-tenant relations are governed by provincial law. In most cases, disputes are heard and judged by the Quebec Rental Board, Tribunal Administratif du Logement. However, the Borough of Côte-des-Neiges, NDG, does have jurisdictions over certain matters that impact housing, particularly issues dealing with fire safety, cleanliness, mold. To reach the borough for a housing matter, call 311. Here are some important things to know. Rent increases. Your landlord has the right to ask for an increase. Notice must be given between 3 and 6 months before the lease expiry of a lease or more than 6 months duration. Otherwise, the notice is invalid. You can refuse and need to do so in writing within 30 days of receiving your notice, which obliges the landlord to seek a hearing at the rental board. Estimated rental increases are modest for 2021. In fact, as many buildings have a tax freeze for 2021 and the price of heating by gas or oil has actually decreased, many tenants should have a 0% increase. Please note the following. Landlords who have made improvements to buildings can amortize the cost over a certain number of years and ask each tenant in the building to defray part of the costs. Improvements generally have a modest impact on rent. Lease renewal. Your lease renews automatically in Quebec. You do not have to advise the landlord. If you want to move, you must give notice 3 months or more from the lease expiry date. If the landlord wishes to change the conditions of your lease, you must be given 3 months advance notice, and you can refuse, which obliges the landlord to seek a hearing at the rental board. Subdivision enlargement of units. Our borough has seen an increased number of buildings where landlords inform tenants that their lease will not be renewed as they intend to subdivide or enlarge their apartments. The borough has a freeze in place that does not allow the issuances of permits, and a new bylaw will soon be in place that will make it very difficult to subdivide or enlarge apartments. However, a notice of subdivision or enlargement still requires action on the tenant's part. Contrary to all other parts of rental law, which require the landlord to seek a rental board hearing. When a lessee objects to the eviction for subdivision, enlargement, or change of destination of the dwelling, he or she must contest the justification for it before the rental board. The lessee must file the application with the office of the rental board in the month following receipt of the notice. Failure to do so means the lessee is deemed to have consented to vacate the dwelling and must move by the date indicated in the notice. Please take note of the above information. A notice for subdivision or enlargement, even if no permit will be issued by the borough, still requires you to object at the rental board. A motion has been adopted by Borough Council asking the province to change this obligation, which places a burden on the tenant. The Borough Council feels that the tenant's obligation should be a simple written refusal and that it should be the landlord who must seek a hearing at the rental board. Eviction. You cannot be evicted in Quebec without a judgment from the rental board. Allow me to repeat. You cannot be evicted in Quebec without a judgment from the rental board. Eviction can be granted for non-payment of rent or willfully damaging the unit. The rental board could evict you if you have been using the unit for something other than your residence. In all cases, a hearing and a judgment is required. You cannot be evicted simply on the landlord's say-so. Tenant information in Borough, Project Genesis. And you can call them at 514-738-2036. So this is simply a letter from the councillor of Côte-des-Neiges and Notre-Dame-de-Grâce, also known as NDG. And this is mostly for the unjustified rent increases and efforts to evict them in cases termed for rent evictions. Oh my gosh. Listen, just call 311. Let them know what borough you're living in, and they will let you know who you can call to help you. There are so many different organizations out there, nonprofit organizations that are here to help you.